Well, hello, homeschool leaders. This is Carol Topp from homeschoolcpa.com with another podcast to help you better run your homeschool organizations. And the topic today is penalties for misclassifying your homeschool group's workers. Now, it's very common for a homeschool co-op or homeschool program that hires teachers to offer classes to homeschool students to treat them as independent contractors. But lately, I have been talking and podcasting and writing a lot about the importance of properly classifying those teachers as employees or independent contractors. And you could go over to homeschoolcpa.com, click on the blog, and start searching in either the search box or the tag cloud on the right-hand sidebar and find all kinds of information I have about this issue of, is my teacher, my homeschool co-op teacher, an employee or independent contractor? So it's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to talk about if you misclassify your teacher as an independent contractor when they should really be employee, what are the consequences? All right. So let me explain that the consequences are unfortunately quite severe. All right. And mostly they involve the IRS and their penalties, but they could also involve your state and some of the penalties it might assess against you for not classifying your worker properly. Okay. So let me explain that there are huge tax consequences if the IRS audits you and discovers that your workers should have been employees, but you treated them as independent contractors. Let me talk about, first of all, how might this audit come about? Well, there's a couple different ways the IRS could audit you. And one would be, well, first of all, they just randomly pick organizations, businesses, and nonprofits alike. Just randomly picked. That would be unfortunate, but they do it. But more commonly is probably an employee filed for, or a worker rather, a worker filed for unemployment compensation because, you know, you let them go and they're now unemployed, or because they were injured on the job and they want workers' compensation. So what happens there is they file for benefits at their state and the state says, well, I don't have you in our record as being an employee, therefore you don't get these benefits. And all of a sudden an investigation is started at the state level and the state shares this information with the IRS. So both the state and the IRS might be involved in auditing you. That happened to a homeschool group here locally, and I'm sure it's happened to many other businesses. But another way that an IRS or a state audit might be initiated, and this is more the IRS, would initiate an audit of your classification of your employee, your workers, if that worker basically went to the IRS and asked them to investigate. And there's two ways that can be done. One is filing a form called an SS-8, which is a very simple form. If you go to the IRS website and look at it, very simple. Ask just a few questions. And it's basically a request for the IRS to investigate the worker status. They think they should have been an employee, but you classify them as independent contractor. Or the other way is simply on their tax return. A worker can check a box and say, hey, I don't think I should, you know, pay this ugly thing called self-employment tax. I think my employer should have been paying half of this tax, which is how our taxes work here in the United States. The employer pays half of Social Security and Medicare taxes, and the employee is half withheld. But for independent contractors, there is no employer, and that worker pays both halves of that tax. And sometimes people don't like paying that tax called self-employment tax, and so they complain to the IRS. So those are the different ways that the IRS can initiate an audit into your worker classification. And if they do audit you, there's quite a litany of penalties they can charge. Okay, let me start out saying, if you want to read this in detail, it's on the Internal Revenue Code section 3509. These are the penalties. And they start with federal income tax withholding at 1.5% of your payroll. And then there's also the employer's share of Social Security that you did not pay. That's 6.5% of your payroll. And then there's the employer portion of Medicare that you didn't pay, because you don't have to pay Social Security and Medicare on independent contractors, but you're supposed to with employees. That's a little over 1% of your payroll. And then that's the employer portion. Then the IRS also penalizes you for failure to file and pay the employee share of Social Security and Medicare. And those are 20% of that tax you should have paid in. Okay, those are just some of the taxes that you were supposed to have paid in that you didn't. And I gave you different percentages there, so let me wrap your head around this a little better. And for example, say you are an employer, rather large employer, probably larger than most homeschool organizations, but let's say you had a payroll of $100,000 in a year, meaning you paid all of your independent contractors, sum them all up, you paid them $100,000 in a year. Now I know that's just blowing the mind of some of you, but believe me, there are some homeschool programs out there that have payrolls and are paying that much to their teachers. These are usually the programs that hire, professional, very highly qualified teachers. They're running maybe 2, 3, even 4 day a week programs. So they're almost like schools, private schools for homeschool kids. They exist, perfectly legal, and their payrolls can get up into the six figures. So if you had a payroll of approximately $100,000, your penalties of all these taxes, FICA, Medicare, income tax withholding, you were supposed to pay amount to $10,680. Oh, that hurts. $10,000. Did you hear that? But that's not all. Okay, ready? Additional penalties can be $50 for each W-2 that you fail to file. See, you were supposed to be filing W-2s on those employees. They'll sack you with $50 for each W-2 you fail to file. There's also a failure to pay the taxes penalty, which can be 0.5% of the unpaid tax liability for each month that you didn't pay your payroll taxes. Okay, up to 25% of the payroll taxes. So not only do you have to pay the payroll taxes, that's the stuff I talked about earlier, the $10,000 of FICA, which is Social Security and Medicare, but you also pay a penalty because you didn't pay those taxes. Youch! Okay, then there might also be other things like the state might say, oh, you were supposed to be paying into the unemployment system here at the state level. The federals also have an unemployment tax called FUTA, F-U-T-A. You're supposed to be paying that. And the state might come and say, oh, and by the way, you were supposed to be paying workers' compensation taxes as well. Okay, that can start adding up, and it depends on each state what those numbers might be. And then there might even be things like maybe you paid sub-minimum wage for the hours that that person was working. Or if you had more than 50 full-time equivalents, you were supposed to be providing health care and you didn't. Or you were supposed to be withholding state income tax, maybe even local city income tax like we have here in Ohio and at many other places. So this thing can just blow up, okay? Blow up. And the penalties can be quite severe, quite crippling, actually. I read a blog post where a CPA did some number crunching, and basically they found out, now this was a much larger organization that he used. He used an organization with a payroll of $1.8 million. So this is a big company, right, with a big payroll. And he found out that their total taxes between all they owed in taxes and penalties would be approximately, ready for this, $974,000. Now, let me read those numbers off to you again. They had a payroll of $1.8 million, and their back taxes and penalties were going to be $974,000, half of their annual payroll. So think about that. Think about the number of independent contractors that you're hiring now. Sum that up. And say, if I'm ever audited by the IRS and they determine I did not classify these workers properly as employees and continue to treat them as independent contractors, I could potentially owe half that amount as penalties and back taxes. Ouch, ouch, ouch. Did you hear that? I hope you are a little bit shocked by what those penalties can be. This is not small. This is serious. These kind of penalties can put an organization, a business, out of business. All right. So Did I scare you? That was kind of my job, my goal. I hope to scare you that these consequences of misclassifying workers is really severe. The penalties and the back taxes. The good news is the IRS does have some relief provisions set in place. There's one called a Section 530 relief provision. I'm not going to get into that too much other than to say they might forgive some of those penalties and back taxes if you qualify under what they call their safe harbor, the Section 530. It's actually technically Section 530 of the Revenue Act of 1978. But what that basically means is, in a nutshell, there's a little more complication to it than this, what I'm going to say. But in a nutshell, if you have always been treated your workers and independent contractors, if you have been filing the 1099 miscellaneous forms faithfully on those independent contractors, and if you are not currently under any kind of audit by the IRS, they might forgive you. They might say, hey, at least the 1099 miscellaneous has got turned in, meaning that we have collected the tax from the worker themselves. We won't penalize you. The state may still want their unemployment and workers' compensation, but at least the IRS will probably say, we'll cover you under this safe harbor provision and you may not owe penalties. Okay. The other provision they have, that's if you get audited and they start finding, start wanting to assess penalties. The other provision is more proactive on your part. It is called the Voluntary Classification Settlement Program. Like that one? VCSP, Voluntary Classification Settlement Program. The IRS has a form, if you want to read more about this and Google this, Form 8952. And it goes into some details about what this voluntary settlement classification program is. It's basically you raising your hand, going to the IRS and say, I made a mistake. I have been treating these people like independent contractors. Please forgive me. I'm going to switch them all over to employees. And the IRS asks a few questions, really not very many. It's a pretty short form, that 8952. Says, I want to be part of this voluntary classification settlement program. And what they ask is you to pay 10% of the taxes you should have paid in for 1 year. And then they'll forgive all of the past. Okay? It amounts to approximately 1% of your total payroll. Rough calculation, okay? So let's pretend, again, you had a payroll of all the independent contractors you paid of $100,000, okay? Remember I told you the penalties might be $10,000 or more. That one CPA found the penalties for a large organization were half of their payroll. Under this voluntary classification settlement program, again, where you volunteer and you say, I'm going to change my ways, you would only pay 1% of $100,000. So tiny, tiny amounts we're talking here, right? They forgive 90% of what you owe them. So that is definitely worth investigating. I had one homeschool organization that is deciding to do this. Her payroll was, I believe, about $14,500. And she is going to file this form. I helped her look it over. And she's going to agree to pay that basically 1% of her payroll, which is $145. That's 1% of her $14,500 payroll for 1 year. And then basically all is forgiven. And she says, that will help me sleep better at night. You know, paying $145 to have all is forgiven from the IRS, no back penalties to pay. They also promise they will not audit you for back years, and they will not share your name with the states, so the states will probably not audit you either. Okay, but then you must convert your independent contractors to employees. So, whew, that was probably more than you wanted to hear about in a day. But I do want you to take away the understanding that the penalties and taxes for misclassifying your homeschool workers as independent contractors, when they really should be employees, is serious. There are two relief provisions. One you may use if you get audited, and the other one you can use if you want to change your workers to employees right now and rest you know, at night, knowing you will not be assessed penalties for the past. Okay, that's a lot to absorb. Obviously, this is confusing to you. You know where to reach me? I hope so. This is Carol Topp. You can reach me at homeschoolcpa.com. We can certainly talk over your situation, whether you're concerned about these potential penalties, whether you're concerned about whether you're properly classifying your workers and you want to change them to employees. Should you take advantage of the IRS forgiveness program? It's called the Voluntary Classification Settlement Program. They call it an amnesty program. Or the other provision that they have, what's called the Safe Harbor. So we can talk about that. Drop me an email, carol@homeschoolcpa.com, and we can discuss how to, help you sleep at night, avoid IRS and state penalties on the way you classify your workers. I hope this has been helpful, and, take care, everybody. We do not want ever to undergo an IRS audit or to even get a letter from them. So I'm trying to help you to run your homeschool co-ops and homeschool programs successfully. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Homeschool leader, do you feel confused or overwhelmed by the job of running your homeschool group? You're not alone. Carol Topp, the homeschool CPA, is here to help. Carol is an accountant, author, and retired homeschool mom who understands you. Her website has helpful information on co-ops, paying workers, and managing the money in a homeschool group. If you need personalized advice, set up a consultation with Carol. She's happy to discuss your particular situation. Visit homeschoolcpa.com today and get the information you need to successfully run your homeschool group.